Welcome to Health for Life, your trusted source for health and wellness insights. Proudly presented by Vitruvian Health, the comprehensive healthcare system serving Northwest Georgia and Southern Tennessee with leading entities like Hamilton Medical Center and Bradley Medical Center. We're dedicated to keeping our communities healthy and thriving.
Today we're discussing one of the biggest trends in healthcare right now, and that is GLP-1 medications used for diabetes and weight loss. These medications have helped many patients, but they've also led to a growing market of compounded versions being sold online and through non-traditional clinics. And first off, Dr. Pena Herrera, what are GLP-1 medications and why have they become so popular?
All right, well, so the GLP-1 agonist medications are still considered the newest kind of medication for diabetes that we have available, even though the first ones were launched in the market about 10 or more years ago. But they are medications that help regulate your blood sugar, appetite, and digestion. They were originally developed for diabetes management, and they do have a very significant impact on your blood glucose. But later on, it was also found that these medications have a significant effect on your weight, depending on which one of these you're using, you're going to have a more modest to a more potent effect on weight loss. And they will improve your metabolic health and reduce cardiovascular risk in some patients. The interest has grown rapidly because patients are seeing meaningful results with these medications, not only directly related to weight loss itself, but also with changing of habits and basically rewiring and redefining your relationship with your diet and with food.
Honestly, we might go into this later in the show, but with these medicines, is it like just making it to where somebody doesn't feel like they have to eat as much, or is it changing something more internally that's making them lose weight?
Well, we have these receptors for the GLP-1 molecule, which is a glucagon-like peptide 1. That is a molecule that is actually made by our colon when we eat in very small amounts, and it stimulates a few receptors throughout the body. We have receptors pretty much everywhere in our body. But this is a very short-lived molecule, right? So its effects are very short-lived. What we do with these medications is we stimulate the GLP-1 receptor directly with the medication, and it does it in a sustained way, and that combination of effects often leads to slowing down your digestion to allow for more rapid fullness sensation, decreasing hunger. It neutralizes the hunger receptors as well, improving insulin sensitivity peripherally and in your liver as well, in kidney glucose metabolism as well, and even by stimulating the GLP-1 receptors in the brain, you actually stimulate changes that rewire, you know, those behaviors that lead to people to seek food continuously even when they're hungry. Eventual use can actually help rewire some of those brain circuits that motivate those behaviors.
And with all of these, you know, pretty complicated terms for, you know, regular people, what does the term compounded GLP-1 mean?
Well, when a compounded medication is a medication made at a pharmacy in which you take the molecule and you make your own version of it. We have many, many different types of these medications, especially for, you know, compounded creams, some hormone replacement therapies have been done this way. And it's an old practice. There's nothing new about compounding. The risk comes with the GLP-1 medications because these medications are so new that they are still, most of them are still under their original patent, and they have not been made available for compounding of the actual molecule. So these are made by specialty pharmacies rather than large manufacturers, and they may be created when commercial medications are unavailable or customized for a patient. The GLP-1 products that are marketed as alternatives to brand name medications, the main problem with this is that the quality and consistency can vary significantly, and patients often assume that compounded versions are identical, but this is not going to be true. So since these medications are only, like, the actual version of the drug is only available from the manufacturer, what you're getting when you're compounded is either an early version of the drug that was used during development or during research trials. You know, when they are developing a new drug, they come up with many different versions of the drug, and they go with the one that works best and creates the least side effects. But those early versions find their way into the black market. Many times when they import these medications to compound here in the U.S., they import them from China, they import them from Southeast Asia, some gray markets that are not regulated. And the FDA has actually recommended against these due to the increased risk for side effects and other issues that can happen.
And why are healthcare providers, you know, concerned about people using these compounded GLP-1 products?
Yeah, so unfortunately, unfortunately, we have seen a rise in that in the practice, not within our specialty. In our specialty, we're very, very conservative and very try to do things the safe way with our patients. So we're always going to recommend when using a GLP-1 medication using what we have as an FDA-approved product. Some component medications are not going to have the same FDA vetting process, and the consistency may vary because we see when you see a patient that is using a compounded product, they are using these medications. GLP-1s are dosed in milligrams, but we have patients using units because they're using an insulin pen or mLs instead of milligrams. How do you know exactly how the concentration and what the composition of the medication is? They're combining it with other substances such as vitamin B12, vitamin B6, just to bypass those FDA regulations. And there have been reports of contamination and incorrect dosing, especially with some of these specialty pharmacies that operate under the table. And patients may not fully understand what they are receiving. They may actually not be receiving the drug, but something similar or something totally unrelated to what they were supposedly buying.
Yeah, I don't know if this is like actually on the shelves yet, but I've heard of, you know, them making kind of like just over-the-counter versions of these. Is that already a thing?
I am not aware of any over-the-counter. What you can do is there are some even telehealth services like over the country that offer them like with a prescription if you meet with somebody over the internet, which is even less ideal because you're meeting with somebody who is not even in your same state and they're just, you know, seeing you for a few minutes and then prescribing something that they haven't really evaluated if it's going to be safe for you. That's one of the things that you have to keep in mind.
With some of these like safety concerns, what kinds of side effects or dangers are we seeing right now?
The GLP-1 medications by themselves, they can have side effects, but we see a higher risk and higher incidence of side effects with these compounded knockoff versions of the GLP-1 medications, including severe nausea, vomiting, and dehydration. Incorrect dosing that can increase complications, the risk of medication interactions or unsafe formulations, and also delayed medical care if patients rely on monitored treatment. Some patients may receive medications from unreliable online sources, especially some sources which are even outside of the United States, and you don't really know what you are getting before you start injecting. In many cases, the main reason to use a compounded GLP-1 is because the price used to be cheaper than the original medications. When the original medications came out, they used to be very expensive in the $1,000 range, while the compounded was much cheaper. Nowadays, they have lowered the cash prices so much for the actual FDA-approved product that they basically reached the same cost that the compounded medications have are offered for, but you know, with that extra layer of safety that you know that this medication has been studied and has been approved by the FDA for human use.
Is it super important to have like a very face-to-face relationship with a medical supervisor to get these medications?
I would say so. That's the most important thing because this is, again, they're very effective drugs, but they are not a panacea. They are there are of course certain risks to take into consideration. Not every patient is going to be a candidate for something like this after a specific evaluation. For example, if you have a history of recurrent pancreatitis, or there is a history in your family of a very specific, very rare type of thyroid cancer, but some patients do have this history, then they will not be candidates for using any of these medications due to the black box warnings with them. And these medications are going to affect multiple body systems, so it's something you need to keep in mind. Patients are going to need close monitoring for side effects and metabolic changes, and dosing adjustments are also need to happen gradually, which is something you don't often see with the compounded GLP-1s. And many times they put a patient on a very high dose that you're not supposed to use from the beginning. Is it something you have to build some tolerance for? Gradually build up your dose until you reach the maintenance, rather than starting at a very high dose that will cause a lot of side effects and issues. And safe treatment is always going to require a full medical evaluation and frequent follow-up.
See, like the only reason I even know about GLP-1 medications because of the huge boom it had on social media, mainly for making people thin. Is this a big concern for you that people are kind of seeing it as a magic drug to lose weight?
I would say so, especially if somebody comes and tells you, hey, you know, you can get on this medication and lose weight, and you don't have to change your diet, you don't have to change your physical activity, you just take the shot and you lose weight. It's easy to get convinced by that and try something that might not be safe for you. But even when using an actual FDA-approved FDA medication, you have to keep in mind that the lifestyle changes are going to be even more important than what the medication can achieve for you, because those changes are the ones that are going to stick with you even after, let's say, you have to come off of the medication or you have to change it or your insurance will not cover it anymore and you cannot get it anymore, then you have those lifestyle changes as a basis for continued weight loss and continued improvements in your health. But we have seen a certain boom in popularity for these medications, including, you know, in platforms such as TikTok, Instagram, where many, you know, fitness influencers or just in general, people without actual medical training that are not, should not be giving medical advice to patients, have been popularizing these medications, especially recommending compounded versions of these drugs that will often lead to misleading information. And then weight loss is often presented as a quick and effortless, like we discussed, without you needing to change your diet or do anything different, which is not true. And many programs are going to lack a long-term medical oversight. They may just prescribe you something and then forget about you for 6 months before they check back with you. And by then, you might have already developed complications and other issues that you have to deal with. And then healthcare decisions are always going to be based on evidence, not trends.
What should patients look for when actually evaluating weight loss programs or medication providers?
Well, always try to find a board-certified healthcare provider with experience in metabolic health. You're going to need a comprehensive medical evaluation before even prescribing anything. The ongoing monitoring and follow-up visits are going to be very important. And then being transparent about medication, where you're getting it and what risks you can go into. And of course, building a program that is focused on long-term health, not just rapid weight loss.
And what does safe weight loss treatment actually look like?
Like we said before, the plan always has to be individualized for every patient. Nutrition, exercise, sleep, and stress management all matter. Medications may be helpful tools, but they are not going to be the magic solution for every patient. Long-term success requires sustainable lifestyle changes, and safe care focuses on overall metabolic health, not using shortcuts to get there.
And how does your practice actually approach some of the more medical weight management processes?
Well, we always perform a comprehensive evaluation of metabolic and hormonal health and practicing evidence-based obesity medicine. We come up with a medication plan that is personalized to the patient when appropriate, and we always do close monitoring for effectiveness and safety. We have our dietitian and medical educator team that collaborate closely with us, and then we always focus on realistic, achievable, and long-term outcomes.
And with all this information, what message would you like listeners to remember about compounded GLP-1 medications?
So always try to remind our patients that they should approach these medications carefully and thoughtfully. This is when we're talking about the actual FDA-approved products. It's still something that needs to be approached carefully. So even more so if you're considering using a compounded product, which again, the price tag may sound more tempting, but you don't really know what you're risking for it. And nowadays, the actual products for weight loss that are sold by the companies have come down in price so significantly that they pretty much match what we have for the compounded injections. Nowadays, we even have the tablet versions, which have only come out in the past few months for different medications that are also GLP-1, but they act, you know, as a pill instead of an injection. And the cash price for those start at a very low price. If you have to get in, like, let's say your insurance does not cover, but you want to get them out of pocket, the price, I would say, is very affordable compared to what we had 3 or 4 years ago when these medications were just coming out in the market. Not every online product is going to be safe or properly regulated. You may not really know what you are actually getting, and medical supervision is going to be essential to protect your health. Weight management, always remember, is about long-term health, not quick fixes, and you need to trust the guidance of your healthcare provider to protect your safety and continued success.
Hey, that's right. It's always trusting the professionals that know, you know, better for you than you ever could. And as always, informed decisions and trust in medical care make all the difference.
This program in no way seeks to diagnose or treat illness or to replace professional medical care. Please see your healthcare provider if you have a health problem.
Thank you for listening to Health for Life, a presentation of Vitruvian Health, formerly Hamilton Healthcare System.